The poems I'm going to read for you are from a section called Found, and it's a series of poems that I wrote about old black and white photographs that I found in a wooden box in a store in Winnipeg in the Exchange District. And it was a store that sold antiques and junk and, you know, flotsam. And I didn't know who the people were or where the photographs were taken, but the titles of the poems are taken from whatever words may have been scrawled on the back of the photograph. So the first one, the title of the first one is April 14th, 1949, and I've given it the subtitle Flat. It's a picture of a rather stout-looking immigrant woman, you know, standing in the middle of a field that's covered with snow, and she's wearing a shawl, and she's looking away from the camera and kind of obliquely toward their house, which is, you know, bare boards at this point. And there's a tractor off in the distance and a pitchfork. This is where he moved us, the center of 160 acres, the borders clear as the edges of our own skin. Our lives stopped as though friction had overcome the momentum of sky. Tiny rhizomes of hope sprout that we might create a life here, if not a little love. I shall grow stout as a tree. The next one is B40, and it's got the subtitle Flowers, and it's of two women who are bending over, I don't know if they're dahlias or petunias or what they are, but, you know, these flowers that are big and white, and you imagine that they might weigh 5 pounds if you tried to pick them up, and the two women are bending over this bush, and they're trying to collect the flowers, and they're not looking at the camera, but, you know, one suspects they may be smiling widely. From the bare black earth, a curious profusion. Leaves sharp as knives, a giddy abundance of blooms, heavy like breasts falling from a shirt. The busy earth, the empty sky, and your open hand reaching. The next one is Jean on her 13th. And it's got the subtitle Open. The picture is of a young girl, presumably on her 13th birthday, presumably by the name of Jean, standing against the outside wall of a house and standing on top of what looks to be a wooden sidewalk. And she's wearing a knee-length skirt, and her blouse has padded shoulders, and she's holding a birthday cake. She's got blonde curly hair and a big grin, and she's got these white kind of bobby socks rolled down at her ankles, and she looks very, very happy. Shoulders like giggles and skinny as a witching stick, Jean is 13 today, and the dust clings just to be close. Jean is a smile, a frictionless guide of skin over teeth. She doesn't yet know all the people who will up and die on her, the warring allegiances that will finally set hard as bone and as brittle. The next one is 177, and the subtitle is Child. It's a photograph of, I guess, a mother and her two daughters on a beach, and the sun is bright, 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 because all three are squinting into, they're trying to look at the camera and smile, but the sun is so bright that they're squinting. The mom is lying with her belly on the sand, on a blanket on the sand, and there's the little girl is lying beside her in a similar position with a white bonnet on. And then there's an older girl with a slightly more adult attitude and expression, kind of sitting on her hip, sort of side saddle, if you will, a little bit closer to the water and behind her mom and her sister. The summer swells like a pregnant belly, quickening toward August, and the long nights they'll recall later in gray city corridors, uncertain there was ever a time of sand on skin. Angie bonneted and bare-bottomed, and Sheila, coy, her girl's chest a washboard of bones, the sun noisy in her eyes.